99.9 Gananoque and Thousand Islands, MyFM in the morning. We are continuing our virtual business showcase, welcoming on the line now with St. John's Ambulance, Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark Branch. We have member of the board of directors. How is Lori Halfper doing this morning?
I'm wonderful, Jamie. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fantastic. These past, 4 or 5 months of this pandemic, man, this must be trying times for a place like St. John's Ambulance.
No, I think we share the same frustrations that a lot of small businesses do. We had to close down March 16th. We were shut for about 3 months. We reopened on June 23rd, and we've been back to business holding first aid courses since July 7th now.
Now, Lori, what sort of measurements are in place now, or what sort of things have you had to do that you thought never in a million years at St. John Ambulance you'd have to do?
Well, our branch manager has been incredibly diligent. She's put all of the safety protocols in place. Right now, everyone has to sanitize their hands when they enter the building. And then there's a self-assessment health declaration. If they have any symptoms on our list, they have to reschedule, and there's no cost or penalty to the student. We have hand sanitizer in all of the classrooms. No one's allowed to wear outside gloves, but we do provide them for training. Signage throughout the building about social distancing. We've cut the sizes of our classes, so it's 9 students to 1 instructor. Everyone's wearing a mask indoors, and we've also modified the way we teach our courses, so there's no group work. Everyone maintains the proper social distancing.
Yeah, and having to adapt like that, I mean, there's challenges that come with completely changing how a course is taught.
I think there is, but we have some incredibly professional, certified instructors. We're regulated, of course, by Ontario Council, so we've been receiving regular bulletins, and they've reviewed all the coursework, and everything's in line, so our students are still getting the full, authentic, professional St. John instruction. It's just modified so that everyone stays safe.
All right. Did you want to go over, Lori, some of those classes, some of those courses that you do offer?
Right now, we are just running first aid and CPR courses. Normally, we also add in there, there's babysitting courses. I should probably talk to you about the different ways that we contribute to our community. In addition to what we're best known for, which is first aid and CPR courses, we have our own cadre of trained volunteer medical first responders. Now, these are the people in uniform you see out at public events with the ambulances. They have a really interesting role. Say if you're at a street festival and you got chest pains. Well, someone's, of course, going to call 911, but there's going to be a few minutes before even the quickest response. Our people are there, and they're fully trained, and they do all the assessments. They provide the initial medical care, and as soon as a paramedic shows up on the scene, they can do a patient handover. So they're really the first line of defense for the public at any kind of a sporting event or a parade or a street festival. So they're very well known, very visible. We also have a youth division that is doing some incredible work. We had one of our youth members actually went to an international competition last year in South Africa. We provide therapy dog visits to hospitals and palliative care units. And we have a real crackerjack team of infant car seat installers. They train new parents how to safely and properly install their child's car seat.
Wow, you
just there's a lot that we do.
You just listen to all that, Lori, and you realize how important St. John Ambulance is to our community. That's amazing.
It is, and it costs us, we spend over $200,000 a year to run all of these programs, but that's money that goes directly to our communities. Throughout Leeds, Grenville, Lanark, there's 138,000 residents, so we're providing those services to all of those people. And it's all due to fundraising. And I will tell you right now, it's hard times with fundraising. The kind of typical fundraisers that we do, we cannot hold. We can't ask small businesses for donations because they're so hard hit. We can't hold fundraising events. So I would ask if you have anyone in your listening audience who hasn't been financially impacted by the pandemic, St. John Ambulance is a really worthwhile place that would be very grateful for any donations.
All right. Well, we always appreciate having you at our business showcase, the actual in-person one. But Lori, it's so great to have you part of our virtual one as well. So find them on Facebook. You can like St. John Ambulance of Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark and find out more details. Keep up to date. Find out how to donate. Everything you need through there. Lori, thank you for doing this and all the best. Hopefully when the world turns around, St. John Ambulance can get back to those fundraisers as well.
you know we'll be out there.